Hello there, and welcome to the University of Manchester Library Update podcast. I'm your host, Chris Higson. You'll be familiar with the Library Update, which you receive on a weekly basis directly into your email inboxes. Well, what we will bring you here is a more in-depth look at some of the bigger stories featured in those Library Updates. We'll bring you news, interviews, and your opinions from right across all of our library sites. So to start things off, let's have a look at some of the news which you may have missed from recent Library Update emails. First up, it's the university's magazine, UniLife, and they're looking for your ideas. They're looking for suggestions for a book, a manuscript, or anything else in any of our collections that means something to you, and this then could feature in the UniLife magazine. If you've ever read UniLife, you will have seen the back is dedicated to the cultural assets of the university, and the library is looking to promote their collections through stories and personal perspectives. If you have any items, please contact Lisa Donnelly for further details. Lisa's contact details can be found through the staff directory, or you can contact us here and we can pass on any ideas that you have. Next up, it's library branding. No doubt that you're all aware of the new branding in place at the library, and if you're not, well, shame on you. The library is asking its entire staff to take a look at the branding website and familiarise yourself with the new titles for all of our sites. The official line is as follows. It is important that all communications conform to the branding guidelines. This reinforces our identity among colleagues and customers and contributes to raising our profile as a professional part of the university, which takes pride in its status, contributions and achievements. One noticeable change is that the library, formerly known as the John Ryland University Library, is known now solely as the main library. Okay, and finally, the library's Eureka Innovation Challenge deadline has passed for all of our students. The challenge was for students to come up with an idea or vision of an innovative new concept which could help enhance the customer experience within the library. All the entrants were in with a shout of winning £1,000 in selected vouchers. And on Thursday, the 2nd of May, the university will be holding a Eureka event at one of our sites where finalists in the competition will pitch their ideas to a specialist panel in a Dragon's Den-style situation. Good luck to all the finalists, and I look forward to seeing what ideas our students have for us. And that's it for the first episode of the University of Manchester Library Update podcast. Hopefully in the future we'll be bringing you some interviews of members of staff from around the campus. In the meantime, if you have any ideas or any feedback whatsoever, please email us at podcast@manchester.ac.uk.